This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian officials say their forces thwarted large Ukrainian attacks in two provinces of Ukraine illegally annexed by Moscow. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia's defense ministry has said in a rare early morning video that his forces pushed back a large-scale assault on Sunday at 5 points in southern Ukraine's Donetsk province. A ministry spokesman said 250 Ukrainian personnel were killed. A Moscow-installed official in southeast Ukraine's Zaporizhia province says Kyiv forces also attempted to breach Russian defenses there, but were repelled after advancing less than a quarter of a mile. Ukraine hasn't confirmed the attacks, making it unclear whether they marked the start of an anticipated counter-offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Belgium is investigating whether weapons it sent to help Ukraine defend its territory were used just over the border in Russia. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo warned Monday against jumping to any conclusions, since shipments over decades in different regions can make arms turn up in unexpected places. He says a probe was opened following a news report that said equipment produced by a Belgian company turned up around Russia's Belgorod region. The Washington Post published a weekend story saying that arms from some NATO members had appeared in Russia's Belgorod region. The crew said European Union nations supplied Ukraine with weapons on the condition the arms were used only within the invaded country. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Indian rescue workers were conducting repair works on Monday following the country's deadliest rail crash in more than two decades, with signal failure emerging as the likely cause of an accident that killed at least 275 people. This is VOA News. The military leaders of the United States and China spent the weekend in Singapore pointing fingers at each other as tensions rise over the Taiwan Strait, creating more tensions between the world's two largest economies. VOA's Arash Arabasadi explains.
While China's defense minister essentially told the U.S. to pack up and go home, it was China earlier this year that sailed a spy balloon across the United States and Canada. Lawmakers say China has gone too far. Republican Congressman Mike Turner speaking Sunday on ABC's This Week.
You get this sort of sense of permissiveness that I think the administration needs to step up and make clear that China has identified itself as an adversary and we're going to treat it as such.
Beijing has for years pushed back on the United States' support of Taiwan, taking public offense at U.S. lawmakers welcoming the island's leaders. The U.S. Department of State calls Taiwan a key partner in the region. China views the self-governing island as a renegade province. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is welcoming Denmark and Britain's prime ministers this week to Washington for talks that will focus heavily on the war in Ukraine, including the recently launched effort to train and eventually equip Ukraine with F-16 fighter jets. Mr. Biden will huddle with Denmark's Mette Frederiksen on Monday and the UK's Rishi Sunak on Thursday. The meetings come at a crucial period in the 15-month war as Ukraine readies to launch a long-anticipated counteroffensive. Saudi Arabia will make a deep cut to its output in July on top of a broader OPEC Plus deal to limit supply into 2024 as the group seeks to boost flagging oil prices. Reuters' Zachary Gelman reports.
The Saudi energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman Al Saud, referred to the million-barrel cut as the Saudi lollipop in that it sweetened a deal by fellow oil producers to curb production.
And I would have to call it the Saudi lollipop, which is a million barrel of reduction that starts at the 1st of July. And that million is also extendable.
Saudi's energy ministry said the country's output would drop to 9 million barrels per day in July from around 10 million barrels in May, the biggest reduction in years.
And that was Zachary Gelman for Reuters. A wayward and unresponsive business plane that flew over the nation's capital Sunday afternoon caused the military to scramble a fighter jet before the plane crashed in Virginia. The fighter jet caused the loud sonic boom that was heard across the capital region. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.